Welcome to the Broadway Radio Show. I'm Donald Feltham. And with the recent passing of Janice Page on June 2nd at the age of 101, I thought a great way to remember her would be to look at her greatest Broadway success, The Pajama Game, as the subject of a Putting It Together episode where we will hear the entire score using several different cast recordings. In this case, we will use four cast recordings, the 1954 Broadway cast recording, with John Raitt and, of course, Janice Page, the 1955 London cast recording with Edmund Hockridge and Joy Nichols, the 1996 studio cast recording with Ron Raines and Judy Kaye, and the 2006 Broadway revival cast recording with Harry Connick Jr. and Kelly O'Hara. We're also going to, then at the end of the show, have some bonus tracks featuring Janice Page, including a special request bonus track, which I will tell you about later. We're going to begin by talking about The Pajama Game. The Pajama Game opened on Broadway at the St. James Theater on May 13th, 1954, helmed by, unbelievably, if you listen to this lineup, an all-star team of George Abbott and Jerome Robbins as co-directors and Bob Fosse as choreographer. The book was by Abbott and Richard Bissell, based on Bissell's novel 7½ Cents. The score was by Jerry Ross and Richard Adler, and it was the second of three Broadway musicals that this team would write together between 1953 and 1955. They had met in 1950 and became proteges of Frank Lesser and made their Broadway debuts with the revue show John Murray Anderson's Almanac in 1953, followed by The Pajama Game in 1954 and Damn Yankees in 1955. Both The Pajama Game and Damn Yankees would run more than 1,000 performances, and both would go on to win the Tony Award as Best Musical in back-to-back years, which was an amazing feat for such a young songwriting team, a team whose career was sadly cut short when Jerry Ross died from lung disease in November of 1955 at the age of 29 years old. Now, The Pajama Game and Damn Yankees have proven to be classics and continue to be revived after its initial success on Broadway. The Pajama Game opened in London in 1955, where it was also a hit, playing 588 performances. It then opened in Australia, where it then toured in 1957, and then was quickly adapted to the screen by Warner Brothers, also in 1957, featuring most of the original cast, with Warner's star Doris Day stepping into the Janice Page role. George Abbott brought the show back to Broadway in 1973 with Hal Linden and Barbara McNair, in a poorly received revival that lasted only 65 performances. The more successful Broadway revival happened in 2006 as part of the Roundabout Theater season, with Kathleen Marshall directing and choreographing and starring, as I said earlier, Harry Connick Jr. and Kelly O'Hara, which would garner rave reviews as well as the Tony Award for Best Musical Revival. So we're going to listen to Act One of the score now. And then once we finish Act One, we're going to chat about Janice Page's career for a bit, and then we will hear Act Two, and we'll conclude with some fun bonus tracks, as I mentioned at the end of the episode. So let's kick off Act One of The Pajama Game with the orchestra from the 1954 original Broadway cast recording with the overture.
Thank you. pajama game is the game I'm in, and I'm proud to be in the pajama game. I love it. I can hardly wait to wake and get to work at 8. Nothing's quite the same as the pajama game. I'm an executive. I'm a time study man. I can tell you per second just how many stitches go into a pair of pajamas. I can time anything. You'll see when we get down to the factory. Okay, let her go. All right, girls, hurry up. I got my stopwatch on you.
Hurry up. Hurry up. Hurry up.
Don't waste time.
Hurry up.
Don't waste time.
When you're racing with the clock. When you're racing with the clock.
Hurry up, girls. Seconds are ticking, seconds are ticking.
Hurry up. Hurry up. Hurry up.
Race time.
Hurry up.
Race time.
When you're racing with the clock.
Time.
When you're racing with the clock.
Time.
And second and
race time.
That is red man.
Race time.
The Constitution isn't made of wrong. It's a losing race. Race
time.
Racing with the race.
Yes,
race
time.
Racing with the clock.
When will old man Hassler break down? Come up with that 7.5 cent race. How in hell can I buy me a swell new second-hand car on the salary he pays?
What do you think of the new superintendent?
He's cute.
He'll never last.
He's kind of fresh for a new superintendent.
I like a man with zip.
You like a man, period.
All right, girls. Cut off the laughing, cut off the laughing. Tempers fugit, tempers fugit.
Waste, waste, waste.
Hurry up.
Hurry up. Hurry up. Hurry up.
Race time.
Hurry up.
Race time.
When you're racing with the clock. When you're racing with the clock. And the second hand is done, this hand is back. They're breaking fingers, aching.
The Constitution is a made of wrong. It's a race,
racing, racing with the racing, racing, racing with the clock.
Is a blue town, a who do you know, and show me what you can do town. There's no red carpet at your feet. If you're not tough, they'll try to beat you down in a new blue town. The old town, it's not like the old town. You don't take long to find that you're in a cold town. But you know you can lick it. Didn't buy a round trip ticket to this cold, cold new blue town. Well, nobody asked me to come here, and nobody asked me to stay. Made up my own mind, and I know that I'll find my own way. Since that first day when I said hi, town, they've damn well tried to make me say goodbye, town. But I won't leave until I make it my town. They'll see this one-horse, two-bit hick of a new town ain't gonna lick me. Well, nobody asked me to come here. Nobody asked me to stay. Made up my own mind, and I know that I'll find my own way. Since that first day when I said high town. They damn well tried to make me say goodbye town. Oh, but I won't leave until I make it my town. They'll see this one horse two-bit hick of a new town ain't gonna lick me.
Are you nuts?
Some people can't tell when it hits them.
You're not kidding.
Ah.
All you gotta do is say hello to a man, and they have you whispering in his ear. All you gotta do is be polite with him, and they have you spending the night with him. If there's a guy you merely have a beer with, they've got you setting the wedding date. It seems they've just gotta have some dirt to bend your ear with. So before you start, I herewith state, I'm not at all in love, not at all in love, not I, not a bit, not a mite. Though I'll admit he's quite a hunk, a guy, but he's not my cup of tea, not my cup of tea, not he, not an ounce, not a pinch, he's just an inch too sure of himself for me.
Well, of course, you've noticed that manly physique and that look in his eyes. Say, I'm sure he can cut most any man down to size.
He must be as fierce as a tiger when he's mad. And I'll bet he cries like a little boy when he's sad.
But I'm not at all in love, not at all in love, not I, not a straw, not a hair. I don't care if he's as strong as a lion or if he has the rest of your sighing. Maybe sold, but this girl ain't buying. I'm not at all in love.
She's not at all in love, not at all in love. Oh no,
not a pin, not a crumb.
Must be the summer heat that gives her that glow, 'cause she's not.
Lady's heart, he doesn't affect a bit.
It's easy to see that her daffy grin is the grin she always wears. And she's breathless because she ran up a flight of stairs.
Obviously.
Heinz,
I've learned my lesson, Mabel. I'll never be jealous again.
You stick to it now.
Absolutely.
That's easier said than done.
I can do it.
I knew it, but let's take an example just for fun. Come on, baby.
Example.
Come on,
I'm not sure I like
Sit
the sound
down.
Of that.
Picture this. You're sitting and waiting for her to come back from a date.
There I am. I'm sitting and waiting for her to come back from a date.
Here she comes. Her blouse is unbuttoned. Her stockings are not very straight.
Here she comes. Her blouse is unbuttoned. Her stockings are not very straight.
Later on, she gets a bouquet with a card and it's saying to baby, you were great. Well, Heinzie, what would you do then?
I would trust her, I would trust her. By George, I swear I would trust her. No, I'll never be jealous again.
Very
See,
good,
it's mind over
but
matter.
I'm not finished. Come on, let's take another example.
I don't have all the time in the world.
You got all
here.
The time I need, baby, don't worry about it. Picture this. You've nothing to do, so you drop in to chat for a while.
There I am, with nothing to do, so I drop in to chat for a
Something's up. The window is open and Gladys is forcing a smile.
Something's up. The window is open and Gladys is forcing a smile.
Then you see a shirt and a tie and a pair of pants and a nice, neat little pile. Well, Heinzie?
I would trust her, I would trust her. By George, I swear I would trust her. No, I'll never be jealous. I'll never, 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 never be jealous again.
That's the stuff, Heinzie, you're practically cured.
There will be no more nightmares to sleep through. No more keyholes to peep through.
No more bushes to creep through.
That's my plan.
Well, now that you're a new man, picture this.
Bring it on.
You go to your sweetie's apartment, you borrow the keys.
There I am. I go to my sweetie's apartment, I borrow the keys.
There she is. She's giving a sailor a very affectionate squeeze.
There she is. She's giving a sailor a very affectionate squeeze.
Then to boot, she tells you she was in the arms of a cousin who's back from overseas.
Ah, her cousin?
Yes.
From overseas?
Uh-huh.
Do you expect me to believe that? I was not born yesterday. I would trust her. I would trust her. By George, I swear I would trust her. No, I'll never be jealous. I'll never, 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 never be jealous again.
Oh, I'm so proud of you!
Stars in your eyes. Love never made a fool of you. You used to be too wise. Hey there, you on that high-flying cloud. Though she won't throw a crumb to you, You think someday she'll come to you. Better forget her. Her with her nose in the air. She has you dancing on a string. Break it and she won't care. Will you take this advice I hand you like a brother? Seeing things too clear? Are you too much in love to hear? Is it all going in one ear and out the other? Hey there, you with the stars in your eyes.
You talking to me?
Love never made a fool of you.
Not until now.
You used to be too wise.
Yeah, I was once.
Hey there.
I hear you.
You on that high-flying cloud. Though she won't throw a crumb to you.
Don't rub it in.
You think someday she'll come to you.
Ah, shut up.
Better forget her.
Forget her.
With her nose in the air.
Her with her nose in the air.
As you dancing on a
string. A puppet on a string.
Break it and she won't care.
She won't care for me.
Will you take this advice I hand you like a brother? Or am I not seeing things too clear? Are you too much in love to hear? Is it all going in one
never tell this to nobody else but you. To nobody else but you I wouldn't never tell this. What I mean to say is you're different from the rest. Baby, you're the best. And I wouldn't never tell this to nobody else but you.
I go on.
Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Her is a kind of doll what drives a fella bats, isn't her?
Her is.
Her has a kind of shape what really is the cat's, hasn't her?
Her has.
My wife, she ain't understanding. She ain't like her is. This here ain't no line I'm handing, or I should drop dead right where I'm standing. Her is a snappy dresser, what is dressed to kill, isn't her?
Her is.
Her is the only doll from which I get a thrill, isn't her?
Her is.
Her is running away, but her sure can bet. Him is gonna get her yet. I'm gonna get her yet.
Thank you.
Her is a snappy dresser, what is dressed to kill? Isn't her?
Her is.
Her is the only doll from which I get a thrill. Isn't her?
Her is.
Her is running away, but her sure can bet. Him is gonna get her yet. I'm gonna get her yet.
Once a year day, felt the morning sun and knew that this was my once a year day. Once a year day, even got a kiss from you.
I feel like hopping up and down like a kangaroo,
jumping fences, climbing trees.
What pleases me is what I'll do, 'cause this
is my once a year day. Once a year day, everyone's entitled to be wild, be a child,
be a goof,
raise the roof.
Once a year.
This is our once a year day. Once a year day. Once a year we're jumping fences. This is our once a year day. Once a year day. Once a year we lose our senses.
Look at Charlie up a tree kissing Katie's ear. Charlie's wife is mad as hell.
Oh well, it happens once a year.
Look at Papa Halter Bush, 92 today, running off with Sadie Lee.
He's heading for that pile of hay.
'Cause this is his once a year day.
Once a year day.
Once a year day.
go for you. Ha, ha, ha. Her is a kind of doll what drives a fella bats. Isn't her?
Her is.
Her has the kind of shape what really is the cat's. Hasn't her?
Her has.
I've seen what girls east to the west have. None have what her has. Yes, I have seen what the best have, but you have twice as much as the rest have. Her is a snappy dresser, what is dressed to kill, isn't her? Her is the only doll from which I get a thrill, isn't her?
Her is.
Her is running away, but her sure can bet him is gonna get her yet. I'm gonna get her yet.
That's my baby, boys. She wants a sandwich. No, honey, I do not want a sandwich. Food is not uppermost in my thoughts at the moment.
I guess you want some coffee, too.
No, it'll keep me awake. Now cut that out.
What's the matter, lover?
I don't want to talk small talk. Now that I'm alone with you, I don't want to talk small talk. We've got bigger things to do. Let's not talk of the weather or the fashions for the fall. Why don't you stop all this small talk? I've got something better for your lips to do. And that takes no talk at all.
I gotta buy me a dressy dress. The one that I have is such a mess.
Small talk.
Who will you vote for next election? How do you like the stamp collection?
Small talk. I read in a book the other day that halibut spawn in early May, and horses whinny and donkeys bray, and furthermore, the pygmy tribes in Africa may have a war.
No!
Yes! I don't wanna talk small.
What do you think they charge for ham now?
Now that I'm alone with you.
Got so a buck ain't worth a damn now.
I don't wanna talk small.
Read where the winters are getting milder.
We've got bigger things to do.
And that the teenage kids are wilder.
Let's not talk about
one
weather.
Of these days I'll paint the kitchen.
Or the fashions for the fall.
Get pumped to put a new light switch in.
Why don't you stop all this small talk?
Like I was saying,
I've got something better.
What I mean is,
for your lips.
I was only
to do. And that takes no talk at all.
How do you feel about me, babe?
I love you terribly.
I don't want to talk.
Got something better for your lips to do, and that takes no talk at
all. Once was a man,
loved a woman. She was one he slew a dragon for. They say that nobody ever loved as much as he. But me, I love you more.
Tell me.
And there once was a man who loved a woman. She was one he gave his kingdom for. They say that nobody ever loved as much as he. But me, I love you more. My love is a giant, fierce and defiant. But how can I prove it to you? Ain't got no kingdom, no dragon to back up my bragging. How can I show what I would do? I only know there once was a man who loved a woman. She was one he ate that apple for. They say that nobody ever loved as much as he. But me, I love you more.
There once was a woman who loved a man. He was the one that she took poison for. They say that nobody ever loved as much as she. But me, I love you more. And there once was a woman who loved a man. I only know there once was a woman who loved a man, loved him enough to cause a Trojan War. They say that nobody ever loved as much as she, but me, I love you more, 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 more.
More than a hangman loves his rope.
More than a dope fiend loves his dope.
More than an Indian loves his scalps.
More than a yodeler loves his alps.
More,
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 more, more,
more.
More.
There once was a man.
He was a
dragon
for.
They say that nobody ever loved as much as he. But me, I love you more. But me, I love you
her.
her with her nose in the air. She has you dancing on a string. Break it and she won't care. Won't you take this advice I hand you like a brother? Or am I not seeing things too clear? Am I too much in love to hear? Is it all going in one ear?
You just heard Act One of The Pajama Game, and we began with the overture performed by the orchestra from the 1954 Broadway cast recording. Then we moved over to the London cast recording from 1955 to hear Max Wall and the cast with The Pajama Game and Racing with the Clock. Then from the 2006 Broadway revival recording, we heard Cary Connick Jr. with A New Town is a Blue Town. Then from the 1996 studio recording, we heard Judy Kay, Kim Criswell, and the cast with the Racing with the Clock reprise. From the 1954 Broadway recording, we heard Janis Paige and the girls with I'm Not at All in Love, followed by Michael McKean and Roz Ryan from the 2006 Broadway recording singing I'll Never Be Jealous Again. From the 1955 London recording, we heard Edmund Hockridge with Hey There. Stanley Prager and Carol Haney from the 1954 Broadway recording sang Her Is. Then from the 1996 studio recording, we heard Judy Kay, Ron Raines, and Susan Scott Flynn singing Sleep Tight. Followed by the 2006 Broadway revival, we heard Harry Connick Jr., Kelly O'Hara, and the cast with Once a Year Day. We heard the Her Is reprise with David Green and Marjorie Beddow from the 1996 studio recording, followed by Edmund Hockridge and Joy Nichols from the 1955 London recording with Small Talk. Then John Raitt and Janis Paige from the 1954 original Broadway cast sang There Once Was a Man, followed by the cast of the 1996 studio recording with Factory Music Slow Down. And then we heard the finale after Act One, which was a reprise of Hey There, and that was Harry Connick Jr. from the 2006 Broadway cast recording. Well, to talk a little bit about Janis Paige right now, we're going to talk about her upbringing, which she was born Donna Mae Chaden on September 16th, 1922 in Tacoma, Washington. She began singing in talent shows at the age of five. After graduating high school, she moved to Los Angeles with her mother and sister, where she landed a gig singing at the Hollywood Canteen during World War II. It was while she was performing there that a Warner Brothers scout spotted her and signed her to a contract, and she was quickly put into several B pictures at the studio, some dramas, some film noirs, but also comedies and low-budget musicals, often paired with Dennis Morgan and Jack Carson, and she's really terrific in those. If you have Turner Classic Movies, keep an eye out for them as they pop up all the time and are a lot of fun. Eventually, she got some starring roles in bigger films, most notably 1948's musical romantic comedy, Romance on the High Seas, which is now most remembered as Doris Day's first film. Of course, just a few years later, Doris Day would be playing Paige's role on the screen version of The Pajama Game at Warner Brothers. Ultimately, Janis Paige got tired of Hollywood not knowing how to utilize her talents and left after she completed an independent film, Two Gals and a Guy, in 1951. She headed to Broadway, where she landed the lead in a hit comedy called Remains to Be Seen, and then was cast as Babe Williams in The Pajama Game. The success of Pajama Game, of course, led Janis Paige back to Hollywood, and a great role in the 1957 MGM film version of Silk Stockings with Fred Astaire and Sid Charisse. She would then bounce back and forth between movies, theater, and TV for the rest of her career, with Broadway appearances in the musical Here's Love, and replacing Angela Lansbury in Mame, and on film, co-starring with David Niven and Doris Day, yes, Doris again, in Please Don't Eat the Daisies, and with Bob Hope in Bachelor in Paradise. And in her later career, she did a lot of television appearances, very notably as a love interest for Archie Bunker in All in the Family, and even tried her hand at daytime soap operas. Well, we are now ready for Act Two of the Pajama Game, and we're going to kick it off with the entr'acte performed by the orchestra from the 1996 studio recording.
From freezing each night. I got a heart for a bottle, but nothing I got will take the place of you holding me tight. I got steam heat, I got steam heat, I got steam heat, but I need your love to keep away the cold. Thank you.
shovel more coal in the boiler.
But that don't do no good.
They told me to pour some more oil in the burner. They told me to pour some more oil in the burner. They told me to pour some more oil in the burner.
But that don't do no good.
Coal in the boiler.
No good.
Oil in the burner.
No good. Cold.
No.
Hot.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Come on, union. Get hot.
Trying to tear us apart, but let's let them know they're trying in vain. Alone we may each wind up the loser. Together we've so much to gain. The love that found us may not be a storybook romance. We've had our ups and downs, but let's not complain. Just come to my arms and know we've nothing to fear. And let the world around us disappear. The love that found us may not be a storybook romance. We've had our ups and downs, but let's not complain. Just come to my arms and know we've nothing to fear. And let the world around us disappear.
stars in your eyes. Love never made a fool of you. You used to be too wise. Hey there, you are not high-flying cloud. Though you've been acting cold to him, you know your heart is sold to him. Get on the ball, girl. Just take it all in your stride. Don't let him make you fall apart. You always had such pride. Won't you take this advice I hand you like a brother? Or are you not seeing things too clear? Are you too much in love to hear? Is it all going in one ear and out the other?
Stars in your eyes. Love never made a fool of you. You used to be too wise. Hey there, you are not high-flying cloud. Though you've been acting cold to him, you know your heart is sold to him. Watch those hands, old girl. Mustn't let them try to caress you. Watch those lips, old girl. If they get too close, they distress you. Watch those sweet words he softly dishes. When you're standing next to him, they sound delicious. Watch those eyes, old girl. They have got you down to a science. If he tries, old girl, stand your ground and show your defiance. What to do, where to turn, how to choose. Watch your heart, old girl. If you win, you
better forget her.
Forget him. Just take it all in your stride.
With her nose in the
Don't
air.
Don't let him make you fall apart.
On a string.
You've always had such
pride. She won't care for me.
What to do?
What to do?
Where to turn?
Where to turn? Too much in love.
Watch your heart, old girl.
Is it all going in?
If you will,
and out the other.
I'm a time study man, and a time study man can't waste time. For a time study man to waste time is a crime. So I'm ruled by the tick, tick, tock, and I live my life by the clock. I live my life by the tick, tick, tock of the clock. When I go to sleep, I don't undress. Oh, yes, I sleep in all my clothes. I must confess, you say a strange way to behave. Well, I will admit that the suit gets mussed and it gathers lint and it picks up dust, but think of the time I save.
Think of the time he saves.
The alarm clock rings, it's 6 a.m. And then right there in bed I shave. That's what I said. While I am still in bed I shave. While the lather drips and the bed gets wet, and oh, what a lousy shave I get. But think of the time I save.
Think of the time he saves.
To sit and watch the seconds multiply at breakfast time. I grab a bowl, and in the bowl I drop an egg. Then add some juice, a poor excuse for what I crave. And then I'll add some oatmeal too, and it comes out tasting just like glue. But think of the time I save.
Think of the time he saves.
I'll be sitting counting seconds till the day I die, and when I do, I have a plan. Before I'm dead, I'll dig my grave. That's what I said. Before I'm dead, I'll dig my grave. 'Cause when St. Peter calls my name, I'll know I'll get there just the same. But think of the time I'll save.
Think of the time he'll save.
Where no one knows your face. A glass of wine, a fast embrace. It's called Hernando's Hideaway. Ole. All you see are silhouettes, and all you hear are castanets. And no one cares how late it gets. Not at Hernando's Hideaway. Ole. Or any place you go, you'll meet your Uncle Max and everyone you know. But if we go to the spot that I am thinking of, you will be free to gaze at me and talk of love. Just not three times and whisper low that you and I were sent by Joe. Then strike a match and you will know you're in Hernando's Hideaway. Olé.
It's dark in here. Fresh!
Who's that?
Poopsie, where are you? Poopsie!
Poopsie!
Hey, buddy! This ain't Poopsie!
I know a dark, secluded place. A place where no one knows your face. A glass of wine, a fast embrace. It's
cold. Hernando's Hideaway, ole! Joe Santos!
Shh! Poopsie!
At the Golden Finger Bowl or any place you go,
you will meet your Uncle Max and everyone you know.
Go to the spot that I am thinking of.
You will be free
to gaze at me
and talk of love.
Just knock three times and whisper low that you and I were sent by Joe. Then strike a match and you will know you're in Hernando's Hideaway. Ole.
Prez, Sid, Tom, Dick, Harry. I can see what marriage to Gladys would be like. I would trust her. By George, I swear I would.
The three of us have fallen in love, me, myself, and I. The three of us are fighting for your kisses, me, myself, and I. And if we struggle to the death to gain your favor, not one of us will ever give in. The three of us have fallen in love, and may the best man win. The three of us have fallen in love, me, myself, and I. The three of us are fighting for your kisses, me, myself, and I. And if we struggle to the death to gain your favor, not any one of us will ever give in. The three of us have fallen in love, and may the best man win.
I'm burning.
I'll never, 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 never,
never, never, never, never,
never be jealous again. If we struggle to the death to gain your favor, not any one of us will ever give in.
I never will let you give in.
The three of us have fallen in love, and may the best man win.
I figured it out with a pencil and a pad. I figured it out. 7.5 cents doesn't buy a hell of a lot. 7.5 cents doesn't mean a thing. But give it to me every hour, 40 hours every week. That's enough for me to be living like a king. I figured it out.
We figured it out.
I figured it out.
We figured it out.
With a pencil and a pad, I figured it out. Only 5 years from today, only 5 years from today, I can see it all before me. Only 5 years from today.
5 years, now let's see. That's 260 weeks times 40 hours every week at roughly 2.25 hours overtime, a time and a half for overtime, comes to exactly $852.74!
That's enough for me to get an automatic washing machine, a year's supply of gasoline, carpeting for the living room,
a vacuum set or a plastic broom,
not to mention a 40-inch television set.
So, although 7.5 cents doesn't buy a hell of a lot, 7.5 cents doesn't mean a thing.
Pencil and a pad, I figured it out. Only 10 years from today, only 10 years from today, I can see it clear as day. Only 10 years from today.
10 years. Now, let's see. That's 520 weeks times 40 hours every week at roughly 2.25 hours overtime at 1.5 for overtime comes to exactly $1,605.48!
That's enough for me to buy a trip to France across the seas, a motorboat with water skis, and maybe even a foreign car.
I charge a car at the corner bar.
But not to mention a Scrabble board with letters made of gold.
So!
Today,
I can see it like a vision.
Only 20 years from today.
20 years. Now let's see. That's 1,040 weeks.
Times 40 hours every week.
At roughly 2.25 hours overtime.
At 1.5 for overtime.
Comes to exactly...
$3,411!
And 96 cents!
Whoa!
That's enough for me to be a sultan in a Taj Mahal. In every room a different doll.
I'll have myself a buying spree and buy a pajama factory. Then I can end up having all my hassler work for me.
So, hello!
Quite the same as the pajama game. Now, on with the show.
And now our own sleep tight fashion parade. Wear sleep tight at all social functions.
I love sleep tight for work all day, but I love him at night when it's time to play.
Sleep tight has everything: grace, style, and comfort.
I'm Grace.
I'm Style.
I'm Comfort.
Yes, you are.
Wear sleep tight in all seasons.
Sleep tight wear is simply dreamy.
When it's cold or when it's steamy.
Wear sleep tight for happy family life.
Now I trust her night and day.
That's true love, the sleep tight way.
And sleep tight is economical.
Married life is lots of fun.
Two can sleep as cheap as one.
The pajama game is the game we're in, and we're proud to be in the pajama game. We love it. Can hardly wait to wake and get to work, and it's love that's quite the same as the pajama.
Well, you just heard Act Two of The Pajama Game, and you probably heard some songs in there that you were thinking, well, those don't sound familiar necessarily. They were all from the 2006 Broadway Revival recording, and we'll get to those in a minute, and I'll explain what they were. But we began with the entr'acte, and that was the orchestra from the 1996 studio recording. Then from the 1955 London recording, we heard Elizabeth Seale and the Boys doing Steam Heat. Elizabeth Seale, of course, would eventually come to Broadway in Irma La Douce and win a Tony Award, but at this point, she was over in London performing. And then we heard a song called The World Around Us, and that was Harry Connick Jr. from the 2006 Broadway Revival. And that's a song that was originally in The Pajama Game, but was cut very early on. It was a song for Sid's, the character of Sid, but it was cut and replaced by the Hey There reprise sung by the character of Babe. But it was put back in the show to give Sid an actual solo song in the second act, because otherwise he has no solo songs in the second act. So when they did the revival, they wanted to give Harry Connick something to sing. So they put The World Around Us back into the show. We then heard the Hey There reprise as sung by Joy Nichols playing Babe from the 1955 London recording. Then we heard another version of the Hey There reprise, but it was done as a medley of the song If You Win, You Lose, which was also a song that had been in the show, which was cut and put back in the 2006 Broadway revival. And we heard it performed by Kelly O'Hara and Harry Connick Jr. Then we heard Think of the Time I'll Save with Eddie Foy and the Girls from the 1954 Broadway recording. And also from the 54 Broadway recording, we heard Carol Haney and the cast during Hernando's Hideaway. Then we heard the I'll Never Be Jealous Again ballet performed by the orchestra from the 1996 studio recording. Then we heard another song that might be new to you called The Three of Us. That's a song that had music and lyrics by Richard Adler, which was written not for The Pajama Game, but it was actually a song written for Jimmy Durante to perform. It was kind of an orphan song that they found to put back to put in The Pajama Game, and it was performed by Michael McKean and Megan Lawrence in the revival. But it was a song that had never been recorded before and never been used in a Broadway musical before, and that was from the 2006 revival. Then we heard Janice Page, Stanley Prager, and the cast from the 1954 Broadway recording doing 7.5 cents. We heard the reprise of There Once Was a Man with Judy Kaye and Ron Raines from the 1996 studio recording. Then we heard a kind of a new little orchestration of Hernando's Jive performed by the orchestra from the 2006 revival. Then from the 2006 Broadway revival, we heard the Pajama Game finale of Act Two and the exit music performed by the orchestra from the 1996 studio recording. So there you have now heard the entire score of The Pajama Game put together using 4 cast recordings. And we're now going to turn our attention to a few fun Janice Page bonus tracks, since we are kind of paying tribute to Janice Page, who passed away just a couple of weeks ago. Like I said, at the age of 101, she's sort of one of the last vestiges of Hollywood's golden age and Broadway's golden age. And she lived a very long, successful life. And of course, The Pajama Game is her most famous show. She did record an album in 1956 called Let's Fall in Love. So I thought it would be fun to listen to a couple of tracks from that. So we're going to hear Janice Page singing My Baby Just Cares for Me and My Romance.
My baby don't care for shows. My baby don't care for clothes. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for golf or tennis. He'll tell you that football is just a menace. A mambo begins to play. My baby just runs away. The cha-cha he just can't see. My baby don't care, who knows it? My baby just cares for me. My baby's no Monroe fan, Jane Russell's and also Ram. My baby just cares for me. My my baby thinks Sherry North is boring, and he never heard of Mamie Van Doren. That Lana may send the boys, but baby, she just annoys. He thinks I'm the perfect sheep. I wonder what's wrong with baby. My baby just cares for, he saves all his stares for. My baby just cares for me. Doesn't have to have a moon in the sky. My romance doesn't need a blue lagoon standing by. No month of May, no twinkling stars, no hideaway, no soft guitars. My romance doesn't need a castle rising in Spain, or a dance to a constantly surprising refrain. Wide awake, I can make my most fantastic dreams come true. My romance doesn't but you. Can make my most fantastic dreams come true. My romance doesn't need a thing but you.
Now, as I said earlier, her early Hollywood career was not so successful for Janice Page because Hollywood didn't know what to do with her. She made quite a few films at Warner Brothers and some independent films before she bolted and went to Broadway and landed The Pajama Game, which made her into a much bigger star. But like I said, also, Hollywood lured her back to come back to do the film version of Silk Stockings in 1957. He found out that I was going to be doing this tribute to Janice Page and doing this Putting It Together show. Record producer Tommy Krasker from PS Classics reached out to me and he said, oh, please, please, please play Satin and Silk, one of the songs that she sings in Silk Stockings. So for Tommy Krasker, our final song is going to be Janice Page singing Satin and Silk from Silk Stockings.
Since my trips have been extensive everywhere
I've become a much wiser gal. For I've noticed that expensive underwear can improve a gal's morale. It is strange how lovely lingerie can affect a gal's false modesty if she's wearing silk and satin. Satin and silk. Though she knows that boys are evil imps, yet she yearns to give those boys a glimpse if she's wearing silk and satin. Satin and silk. You cannot expect a lady to exert that certain pull if she's wearing flannel bloomers and the stockings are made of wool. But a woman's woes are at an end, and she's all prepared to make a friend if she's wearing silk and satin. She's for petting and for patting if she's wearing silk and satin, satin and silk. Though a gal may have been born a prude, she can quite reverse her attitude if she's wearing silk and satin, satin and silk. With attractive trimmings neath her dress, any demoiselle can spell success if she's wearing silk and satin, satin and silk. Cannot expect a burlesque queen to cherish further hope if her bra is made of buckram and her G-string is made of rope. But she knows, 'cause she has traveled miles, she can always lay 'em in the aisles if she's wearing silk and satin. She can flatten any Latin if she's wearing silk and satin, satin and silk. Satin and silk. Satin and silk. Satin and silk.
Well, there you have it. I hope you enjoyed our little tribute to Janice Page and our Putting It Together episode of The Pajama Game. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, there's an email link here on the website, so send those to me. I'd love to hear from you. And join me again next week right here on the Broadway Radio Show for a whole new episode.